Yeah, it was. It was obviously losing to Townsville twice in a row for them. It was nice to finally get that win, especially given the circumstances.
And the crowd was quite charged up. Did that have any effect on you guys?
Yeah, I guess it was kind of to be expected. The fairly hostile reception, but our crowd's always pretty vocal anyway, so it's always good to see them in action.
You've managed to cover Damo's loss in the first few weeks of the season. How hard's it going to be for the next couple of months?
Yeah, look, I'm not sure how long he's out for yet, but we've just got to adjust. You know, that's the thing with sports. There's always injuries, and especially this year when the schedule's a bit more condensed. You know, in previous seasons you're out for 2 weeks and you may miss one or two games. This season you could miss four. So it's been unfortunate, but you just have to cope. And Jared's been playing phenomenally anyway, so Jared and obviously Dollar can slip over to the one as well, so we'll just have to manage.
Who steps up as that on-court leader when he's not out there?
I think, well, as I said, Jared's been doing a phenomenal job. You know, it's point guard's responsibility to run the team, and he's been doing an awesome job.
How is Damo? Have you spoken to him?
Yeah, he's around today. He's I haven't had much experience with broken jaws, but I'm surprised at how well he's doing. I had an expectation that you'd be eating out of a straw for 6 weeks and not being able to talk, but he's here and he's flown about. I think he's got a few more root canals to do, but he's looking phenomenal.
So he'll be overseeing like training drills and helping you guys out defensively from an off-court perspective?
Yeah, he'll be mumbling and trying to talk, but yeah, you know, he'll be around and contributing like he always does.
How's the group feeling ahead of, you've got a big sort of week coming up, a long travelling couple of games, Sydney and then New Zealand? How's everyone feeling at once?
Yeah, until why Sydney, I guess. Yeah, I mean, we're kind of used to the travel by now. It just comes with the territory in Perth. So we're used to it. We've played Illawarra twice already, so we're well prepared for them. We've already played New Zealand, so we should be fairly in tune with what they're doing as well.
Does the return of, probably focused on Illawarra first, but does the return of Webster change how New Zealand operates so much?
Yeah, look, mate, we haven't even considered New Zealand yet. That's what we do. We consider Illawarra, and then after that, on the Wednesday night or Thursday, we'll consider New Zealand, but we haven't even spoken about New Zealand yet.
Are you guys putting your focus on back-to-back wins? You started with two and then sort of in win-loss. It's important to get that consistency back.
Oh, consistency is always nice. We've been a bit up and down. Even within games, we've been a bit up and down. We've had some good quarters and some down quarters. Keep the good quarters and try to eliminate the bad ones. That's the key.
You guys talk a lot about Wildcats basketball and playing 40 minutes of Wildcats basketball. Is that like an achievable goal, or is that the almost unattainable in some ways?
Oh, I mean, it's like hitting every shot, isn't it? I mean, you always strive for it, whether it's achievable or not, but, you know, we're always going to strive to play 40 minutes of Wildcats basketball, and that's the end goal. Whether we get there or not, we're going to strive for it.
And what have you learned from Illawarra? They're probably going to be a little bit narky after dropping two games to you, one pretty close and then one blowout. You expect them to be pretty hostile on court?
Yeah, look, you know, putting their roster together at the start of the year, you can always tell they're going to have a pretty good squad, and especially with the shooters they brought in. So they put up a 40-point quarter against Cairns, so they've got the capability of scoring. So if we limit those opportunities for their scorers, hopefully we'll be all right.